No, a patient recovering from surgery in space would not have to just drink extra Tang. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that's good for in-person and remote listening. I'm Brady, and it's Monday, August 29th. Today we're talking about a little robot that could make a big difference for astronauts. This robot can perform surgery in space. It's a project related to the Artemis program, which is intended to get humans back to the moon for the first time in a half century and to keep them there for extended periods of time, either in orbit or on the lunar surface. But when NASA has humans off-planet, especially for longer periods, they have to think about pretty much every contingency imaginable, including what to do if there's a medical emergency in a place where even a rush trip back to Earth would take days. Enter miniaturized in vivo robotic assistants, or MIRA. This robot definitely lives up to the M in the name MIRA. It's just 2 pounds. Up to this point, robo-surgery systems have usually been room-sized. It's designed to work in a low-gravity or essentially zero-G environment, and it can either run autonomously or be operated remotely by a surgeon on Earth. MIRA isn't going to start on the moon, though. It'll actually first go to the International Space Station for testing. NASA wants to see how it works there so it can calibrate future systems that might go to the moon. And just as a lot of the work in the early space program had benefits here on Earth, the MIRA project could also help patients who aren't in a lunar capsule. A miniature surgical robot could end up being deployed in hard-to-reach places. It could give more medical options to people who aren't near a hospital or can't easily be taken to one. And also, giving more medical options to people in space other than the troublemaking Dr. Smith from the show Lost in Space. I mean, if you're on the moon, do you want that guy doing your surgery? You can learn more about MIRA at coolweirdawesome.com. And coming up, cold brew goes space age. That's after this.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is listener-powered thanks to our backers on Patreon.
For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show.
Previews of upcoming episodes.
And the chance to add their own messages to the show.
Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird.
Visit patreon.com/BradyCarlson.
And thanks.
Welcome back. Cold brew coffee is, of course, amazing, but it takes 12 to 24 hours to brew. Except now there's a quicker way. Scientist Anna Rosa Zifus developed a way to make cold brew in minutes, and her method uses lasers. I'm Brady. Hope your day turns out just right. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another Helpful Brady Carlson Project.